2 weeks, 10 days away from this show. I thoroughly enjoyed my time with my kids and ice fishing with my nephew and deer hunting with my brother, but I am definitely happy to be back in this chair. Happy New Year. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, the second day of January 2023 now. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, we have always been clear on this show. It's not enough to just have the right opinions on political issues. No, if we're going to win, and quite frankly, if we're going to deserve to win, then we need to be morally upright in our conduct. That's exactly why we did our part to take down the confirmed anti-white racist, repeat rapist, Vernon Jones, when the GOP establishment was trying to push him onto voters while he was parading around South Georgia publishing what looked like parody videos on Telegram, sitting on John Deere tractors, basically mocking the southern white Christians in that state. He's a fraud and a phony and a cartoon. Playing his part in this uniparty-directed fake movie. He's a parasite, and now he's exposed. And that's exactly why it's extremely important to keep track of the story of Dr. Simone Gold and her group, America's Frontline Doctors. We've spoken with members of that group on this show. Look, we fully believe that that organization genuinely does oppose mandates that force people to inject themselves with a bioweapon, and mandates that force people to comply with oppressive and insane COVID restrictions. But that doesn't mean that they're perfect. Or even that they're necessarily good people, for that matter. We told you some of the details about this story back in November. According to a lawsuit, Dr. Simone Gold used America's Frontline Doctors funds to buy a $3.6 million mansion in Florida, which she lived in rent-free with her boyfriend, an underwear model 20 years younger than her. The lawsuit accused Simone Gold of buying three cars with that group's money as well, and spending tens of thousands of dollars every month on security and housekeeping and every other expense under the sun. Disgusting. Now, about a month ago, apparently a Florida judge dismissed that lawsuit. America's Frontline Doctors, which is basically controlled by Simone Gold, issued a statement gloating about it and calling Joey Gilbert, the former director who filed that lawsuit, a disgraced rogue attorney. Dr. Simone Gold is running around on Twitter saying, there's nothing to see here. Everything is good. All of these allegations are false. But wait, not so fast. Kevin Jenkins is CEO of the Urban Global Health Alliance, founder of the Freedom Travel Alliance, and co-chair of the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. But currently, he's also a chair of the America's Frontline Doctors Oversight Committee, which has been investigating all of this and working to restore faith in that organization. Kevin recently put out this statement about Dr. Gold and what's happening at AFLDS. Quote, I need to be frank with the public. What we have uncovered so far is nothing short of appalling. In short, Dr. Simone Gold treated the foundation money as her own personal checkbook. Donations to the organization were used to fund her lavish lifestyle, as well as to the benefit of her boyfriend and her adult sons, instead of being used to advance the mission of AFLDS. This fraudulent scheme is ongoing. Unquote. We obviously want to hear a lot more about this. And to that end, Kevin Jenkins joins us now. Kevin, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu, for having me on to have this conversation. It's a sad day. I mean, with all due respect, I don't like talking about this. I think for the movement and for all the people that are out there fighting for body sovereignty and fighting for our children, we don't need to have organizations that we invested in act like the enemies that we're fighting. And, you know, I just want, for the point of record, you know, I've been a major supporter of Dr. Simone's over the last several years. I actually sponsored an event in Georgia for the Black community, and then went on a tour with another foundation to talk about what's going on as it relates to the Black community and the impact of COVID and all of the lies. So I've worked with her. I even wrote a declaration for her lawsuit in New York. So I have a relationship. But once I started doing a deeper dive on what was happening at the happening at the America's Frontline Doctors, it stunned me. I actually couldn't believe it. I said, wait a minute, here's a person that I trusted. Here's a person that I thought had morals and values. Here's a person now saying, you know, screw America, screw the American Frontline Doctors that stood in the gap for us, protecting our body sovereignty. And it's all about me. And this report is going to be staggering. It's just not going to be a bad report. It's going to be I think it's going to develop something for other groups to look at so they can never make this mistake.
So why did a judge toss this out then? I mean, she's on Twitter saying, no, this is all fake. That's why a judge threw it out.
Well, the judge didn't throw it out. We just moved jurisdiction. The evidentiary trial, I think, starts this week or in the next couple of days. So she misrepresented everything. It had to, it's now in Arizona right now. So the evidentiary part of the lawsuit is going to be happening in Arizona in a couple of days. So I don't know, you know, what she's thinking about. But let me just tell you about this committee of Trent Luce, you know, an American hero. You have Dr. Aaron Lewis, who is a great man and a leader in the medical freedom movement. And then you have a premier civil rights attorney, Rachel Rodriguez, that's now fostering the development of this report that the public can look at, because we're using three principles here: transparency, accountability, and focus. So when we started looking at this, we were stunned. We were like, wait a minute, this cannot be true. I think everybody that joined this committee was joining it to make sure that everything was done correctly. And we have to give the board of directors, Joey Gilbert and the board of directors, 100% applause for this, because they said, listen, this is so serious. This can have such ramifications on the movement that we need to step aside and let a group come in and investigate this and look at this so they can do a full audit of the $3.6 million that were being used to purchase a house, those three cars that you talked about. But it's something even more egregious here. It's a lack of respect for all of the funders, a lack of respect for all of the grandmas, a lack of respect for all of the mama bears that have been fighting out there, and a lack of respect for all of the America's frontline doctors that put their careers on the line. It's important that we get this report correctly. You know, I got to tell you, when I started seeing all of the charges and all of the stuff that was done and the report that came from the lawyer that was talking about doing a forensic audit, did you know that even the auditors couldn't even get the forensic audit done because she did not participate in it? When she was telling people that the $3.6 million home was signed off by Joey Gilbert, that was not true. When she was saying to all of us that, stand by me, Joey Gilbert is a liar. Once we started diving into this report, the committee, we knew that everything that the board was saying and Joey Gilbert was saying was true. And I got to tell you, it really pained me for someone that was a supporter of hers, you know, for that to happen. And for me to realize that we have a real serious problem in this movement when institutions that we've invested in and gave our power to is out there engaging in this kind of behavior. I think it's reckless. I think it's irresponsible. And it's very painful for me to even have this conversation.
It's egregiously disgusting. It's actually criminal. It should be anyhow. On Twitter, when I'm talking about this, there's a lot of followers of Dr. Simone Gold that are saying, you know, I'm just going to wait for the evidence to come out. I don't believe any of this. This just can't be true. People are so programmed to just blindly trust people who have positioned themselves as heroes in this country. But if these allegations are true, here's what happened. This woman took money from people who don't really have extra money. Americans don't just have extra money laying around, but they will dig into their couch cushions or their bank accounts and scrimp and scratch and scrape and beg and borrow and steal to take money to give to a group like America's Frontline Doctors in order to tear down this oppressive, illegal, tyrannical overtaking of our medical freedom and sovereignty. And so then she took that money off the back of these good-hearted, you know, blue-collar, lunch pail-carrying, truck-driving Americans, middle-class people, and funded her own personal lifestyle and that of her 20 years junior underwear model boyfriend. Is that right? I mean, what would you say to these people that are saying, I just don't believe that this could possibly be true?
So here's what we know. I'm just going to outline some things. Here's what we know. Simone Gore has no legal authority to make decisions at America's Frontline Doctors. She is currently entering into contracts and spending resources with absolutely no legal authority. That's fraud. This is what we know. That's fraud. The second thing, she is occupying a $3.6 million mansion in Florida paid by America Frontline's doctors' donors, for which she pays no rent. That's fraud. That's fraud.
I agree.
That's malfeasance. Okay. Thirdly, Simone Gold and her boyfriend and Simone's children has America Frontline Doctors credit cards that were used to buy their hair product and underwear, etc. That's fraud. So for everyone that's listening to this, this is not something that we wanted to do. This is not a conversation that we wanted to have happen. But this movement is so important, and we have to be so careful when these things happen, because if we don't call it out, we look like the tyrants that we're fighting. And when I started on this journey, traveling over 400 and some odd thousand miles, it was to fight for children and fight to build institutions that were going to step in the gap for us and preserve humanity and preserve life for our children, not for people to be living off the money and having a luxurious lifestyle and then promoting themselves as moral authorities. That's a problem for me. Even if it was me, even if it was you, I would have a problem with that. These people, three people that are on this committee, when they read that report, they could have easily said, we don't want to be involved. But they understood the importance of this moment. It is important that we correct this. It's important that we figure this out. And this report is going to be the guidepost for what we don't do in the future, but a guidepost for what we will never allow to happen again. Dr. Simone is not above God. Dr. Simone is not above the people that gave money to this organization. She's not above the people that America's frontline doctors. She's not above anybody. And the mere fact that I am now receiving a letter from Dr. Simone's lawyer saying that a cease and desist letter, that for me to stop talking, that's what I call legal censorship. She's trying to stop this committee from doing its job, because the more we dig in, the more we get focused, the more we show accountability, the more we show transparency, everybody gets to see what she is. Now, the people that are sticking their head in the sand and saying, oh, it's not true, I hate to break the bad news to you. I was a supporter. It is true. Everything that's being outlined and everything that's been said up until this point about her conduct is true. And we all need to stop it. And we all need to step up and say, listen, if it is true, and if it's not true, Dr. Simone, please give us the proof that you have to disqualify what the committee is coming up with. This committee in the next 30 days, I got to tell you, it's going to be about how we heal the organization, how we refocus the organization, how not rebooting it, but how do we move forward? AFLDS is about moving forward now. But we cannot move forward when she's out there giving New Year's Eve parties at the house that $3.6 million of the funders' money was given to. We can't be out there talking about hope is on the way when she's still using money from America's frontline doctors to prop up a lie. I mean, it is really interesting that she believes that she can send a letter of cease and desist, a letter to threaten us, a letter to threaten me personally, and think that is a course of action that's appropriate. Now, what she should do is allow this process to go forward, because the information that I'm seeing right now, it's staggering.
Well, I mean, does she have to allow it to go forward for it to go forward, or is this going to go forward inevitably?
It's going to go forward inevitably.
Okay, well,
it's going to go forward. This is going to be something that the movement needs to pay attention to. I mean, people like her that has told us that she cared about us, that she loved our humanity, that she was going to fight for us, well, she lied to all of us.
It's disgusting.
And she needs to take responsibility for
this. Yeah, this is the behavior of a mob boss, essentially. That's what this is. Organized crime ring.
Absolutely. For her to threaten me with a suit, I mean, it's just fascinating. I've been hearing a lot of things. The same thing she's done with Joey Gilbert, trying to destroy his reputation. I'm here to say to you, this committee is smart. This committee is focused. This committee believes in transparency, and they're going to do the job that's necessary to save this movement. But better than that, to save this organization. This organization is critically important to millions of Americans. I mean, she was just on, I think, Twitter showcasing something that I'm just fascinated at, the hubris of it all. The hubris of what I'm seeing from this person disturbs me. Even for me, if I was doing it, I would have to be brought to task. No one in this movement is above God. Nobody in this movement is above our children. Nobody in this movement is above our mama bears. No one, I don't care who you are, can get away with this. Now, if she comes to the table and tries to correct it, that's her responsibility. But she has been very irresponsible and very reckless. And this is coming from Stu, a supporter.
Yeah.
I was a supporter. So,
well, here's the personal invitation publicly. I'll just issue it right now. Dr. Simone Gold is invited on this program. Come on the show, open up your books, show us the truth. If this is false, if this is not true, we're here to see all the evidence that you have. Bring it forward. Kevin Jenkins, I'm out of time. I got to go. Final words, 30 seconds.
Listen, let's just stand up for our children. Let's stand up for body sovereignty, and let's preserve this organization, and let's work hard to make sure American frontline doctors moves towards the future.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Happy New Year. Terrible story. Actually wish that we did not have to cover it. So many people trusted this woman. Trust is a really tough thing. I'll never tell you who to trust. I can tell you who I trust, though, for my health care. That's the group of docs over at dissidentdoctors.com. It just sounds awesome because we're dissidents. And these doctors are dissidents who have walked away from the paradigm of there's a pill for this and an injection for that, and everything is COVID. Put a mask on. Get your booster. These people are street pharmaceutical salespeople. They're basically drug lords, these doctors. That's what this is. This is a tyrannical overtaking of our medical system and a stripping of your medical bodily autonomy. DissidentDoctors.com will give you exemption letters. They'll prescribe things that actually work. Try them. DissidentDoctors.com. That's all I can say. Give them a shot. Real healthcare without talking to drug pushers. DissidentDoctors.com. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
We all need to protect ourselves against the imminent great financial reset. If you have $50,000 or more in a checking account or a savings account or an IRA or a 401k, any kind of investment or retirement account, it's at imminent risk of being reset to zero. Think about the recession that we're in. Think about all of the hyperinflation, the criminal taxation. Protect yourself. Get out of that system. Get physical gold and silver. Call GoldCo today. 855-706-GOLD is the phone number. 855-706-GOLD. When you call GoldCo and mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. GoldCo is working to protect countless Americans from this great financial reset, this criminal taxation, this hyperinflation, this recession, the forever money that's going to Ukraine, funding our own demise. Get out of that system. Get gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Make sure to tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call GoldCo. 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show right now. So it's a new year, but sadly, the same threats to our freedom and well-being that existed in 2022 are still everywhere. And we will keep covering them with the same relentless intensity that we always have. And that means we will continue to give a voice to the thousands of people who are suffering from the effects of these bioweapon shots that they never wanted and never needed. The bioweapons that were designed to kill and maliciously deployed with aforethought. We'll keep battling to make sure that their voices are heard and to achieve justice for them, whether it's getting them their jobs back or getting them compensation for the injuries that they have suffered or making sure that the people who forced these shots onto others are held accountable for what they did. Military tribunal, Nuremberg 2, citizen grand juries, all of those things should be on the table. So today we have our first interview with a Pfizer vaccine victim for the year, but we know that it won't be the last. Jenny Porter is a single mother of three living in Southern California. In August of 2021, Jenny did her part. She trusted the government statements about the COVID-19 shots. She chose to receive the Pfizer shot, and ever since then, her life has completely disintegrated. Shortly after getting the shot, within just 2 days, Jenny developed multi-system inflammatory syndrome. She developed sciatica, severe pain in the hamstrings thanks to the inflammation in the discs of her spine. She gained 25 pounds within a few weeks. She was in such excruciating pain that she could barely move, and even her ability to walk became impaired. Thanks to all of this, of course, Jenny has lost the ability to support herself. She lost her home and now has to live in a homeless shelter while struggling to get well. All of this would make for an excellent case against Pfizer, whose medicine caused all of this. But thanks to the heroic men and women of the United States Congress, Pfizer's immune from liability for any harm that their shots have done to Jenny and millions of others. You can read more of Jenny's story and donate. Please do that to support her fight by visiting lifefunder.com/jabbedjenny. Again, that's lifefunder.com/jabbedjenny. Jenny Porter joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I got the Pfizer vaccine, like you said, in August 24th, 2021. And in 2 days, like, I'm already going to start to cry. In 2 days, what I have come to realize happened to me, because doctors in Western medicine, they're not going to try to figure out what's wrong. They're not going to try to cure you. My doctor helped me as much as he could, but he didn't even tell me that I needed to go out and search for a cure. So what really ended up happening is I have a reactivated sports injury that affects the muscles that go from about my sternum all the way down to my ankle. So the muscles were so damaged on top of having multi-system inflammatory syndrome and having an autoimmune type syndrome that was constantly attacking my body with inflammation. Several times my doctor didn't think I'd make it because your organs and your tissues and your muscles are so inflamed. Many people with what I had, their heart exploded in their chest. But combined an autoimmune syndrome that is constant massive inflammation with a reactivated sports injury. And then it also gave me arthritis. So I had severe musculoskeletal issues. By the time October 2021 came, I started to look for a cure. Like, what do I need to do for me? It's so hard to condense my story, but literally I wasn't able to walk. I wasn't able to sit up. I could barely move. Any person with a vaccine injury, when you talk to them, the pain is so outside of this world. It's so bad. My doctor put me on 3 different pain pills, 2 different muscle relaxers, gabapentin and Lyrica. And I kept needing more and more, like my tolerance would build up and I couldn't even function. So as I tried to get well and figure out what was going on, as of August 26, 2021, when it happened, I couldn't work. My doctor did know immediately because he had been my MD for more than 15 years. He knew it was from the vaccine. And because he's my close family doctor, he wrote into disability. I did get disability for 6 months. But by the time the 6-month marker came, I was worse because there were no specialists telling you, like, what's wrong? And in my case, I had to try to figure out, like, what is happening? Why is my body spasming? Why? What happened to my body is it tightened up, like all my muscles tightened into knots. And before this, I'd been athletic my whole life. My dad was a professional athlete. It was like ingrained in my blood. I was physically fit. I was flexible. I was athletic. My body tightened up into a fetus, like all of the muscles. And that's still what I'm trying to repair. I'm trying to get those muscles to calm down, lengthen back out, and just be normal, because they do. They press on my sciatic constantly. I have spine damage. I have a bulged disc. So around January, February, I wasn't going to be able to sustain my bills and the money it took to get well, because everything is out of pocket. And so I went to my doctor and said, I have to try to start to figure out what I'm going to do when I become homeless. And so I surfed around with various friends until there just was no other place for me to stay. I was back in my doctor's office, bawling my eyes out in May. And he gave me a sheet of paper. He said, start. Start calling these shelters. And so I did. You know, you do whatever it is you have to do. Fortunately for me, I was accepted into one. It was a blessing to have a roof over my head and a place that was providing food to eat. But there I was, severely disabled. I could barely walk. My body was crippled. I didn't have doctors that really knew what was going on that were actually healing me. And so I entered a shelter. Fortunately for me, I had favor at that shelter. I personally think God just created miracles.
Yeah. Jenny, is this doctor openly admitting that he recognizes that the shot, the bioweapon, did this to you?
My MD, yes. And then fortunately for me, along my journey, my chiropractor offered to treat me for free. And then I met a man who is a sports injury specialist, local in my area. And somebody told me to go see him. And I went to go see him once after being in the shelter, after my story had already come out that I was disabled, homeless, penniless. And so he researched my story after the first time I saw him. And when I went back, he was kind and benevolent and generous enough that he said, look, I'm just going to adopt you into my family. I'm going to treat you for free as often as you can get into my office. If it wasn't for the doctors that chose to treat me for free, if it wasn't for my naturopath that, you know, chose to treat me for free, I'd be dead. At the very least, I'd be a severely crippled drug addict. Who knows where? But when I came out with my story, it's like you said, Stu, so many people came out and said, yeah, I'm homeless too. Yeah, I'm living in my van too. And the outrage that I bring in my story and the disawareness that the American public has is when this happens, you're not going to get help from the two institutions you've been indoctrinated to trust your whole life, the medical industry and our government. So the medical industry, you're on your own, and the government is pretty much you're on your own too. You know, for the state of California to say that I don't qualify for disability while they're putting all kinds of people on disability is just obscene. And the fact that we don't have a federal program that's helping people, they want us to die.
Yeah,
that's why they want us to die.
It's a plan.
They're trying to kill us off.
That's right. They are.
They want to help us.
Is this also the same doctor, by the way, that administered this shot to you?
So my doctor did not administer the shot. I'm in outside sales, and I was getting strongly coerced by my company, which was also severely disappointing because I did what they said. And 2 days later, when I was disabled, they just dropped me. I didn't get any help from them.
How old are your kids?
My kids are 13, 16, and 23.
Is your 23-year-old helping you to care for your 16 and 13-year-olds?
They're with their dad. Yeah, their dad did help, but that's another messy situation.
Yeah, I understand. There are messy situations all over the place. For anybody that's considering getting these shots, or for anybody in about a minute that I have left here, who would say, no, this isn't the shot that did this to Jenny, what would you say to them?
I would say to them that I have diagnosed from my doctor that it was from the shot, from my MD. So even if you don't trust holistic doctors, my doctor literally has it diagnosed and sent to the state of California. And then this is what I always say. I have a reactivated old sports injury. How did a completely healthy, physically fit, active career woman get the vaccine one day and 2 days later severely crippled? Like, the vaccine went into my body, communicated to my body and said, hey, wake up that old injury, but don't just wake it up, make it like deformed and abnormal and just completely resistant to heal. You could say, oh, somebody just had myocarditis or somebody got this or that, you know, because they were predisposed to it. You're not predisposed to a former sports injury completely waking back up and going nuts in your body.
Until I take my last breath, I will dedicate this platform to finding justice and accountability for those that have done this to you and to millions of other people. I will always have your back. I promise you.
Thank you. Thank you. We can't thank you enough for the people that are fighting for us.
Yeah.
You know, we get shamed, bullied,
gaslit,
but we still try to put our story out there because I'm trying to warn, especially children, and save others.
Yes, us too.
This is a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare.
We share that mission. Absolutely. Jenny Porter, thank you so much. Please go to lifefunder.com/jabbedjenny. Please help her out. Lifefunder.com/jabbedjenny. Jenny, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you, too.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Having a magnesium deficiency can be absolutely detrimental to your health. You don't get the rest that you need. You can't properly combat stress and anxiety, which leads to low mood and an early grave. Combat this with the only magnesium supplement that has the seven most critical types of magnesium in this one pill formula. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Having the right types of magnesium in your body will help you to combat stress and anxiety and prevent low mood and sleepless nights. Get the rest that you deserve. Be healthy. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. So after a year and a half, this sham January 6th committee finally issued its final report just before the end of the year. The committee ended its work the exact way that anyone could predict, by officially recommending that President Trump be criminally charged for supposedly abetting an insurrection against the government, you know, by fighting against voter fraud and giving a speech on January 6th. Understand this, that recommendation was the entire reason for the committee's creation, of course, that and giving Democrats and rhinos an excuse to drag out the January 6th story for another 2 years. Now, we want to be clear. This show doesn't believe in Democrats and rhinos, by the way. These are just constructs. These are terms that we use to break through to the Fox News audience, who's been propagandized and brainwashed and programmed into believing that this country is still represented by an elected representative in a two-party constitutional republic system. That's all fake. But back to the committee, if they really cared about finding the truth, they'd have investigated why Nancy Pelosi's office, which was so tied up in planning security for that day, deliberately kept security weak and turned down offers to strengthen the Capitol. Yeah, that's confirmed by newly released text messages straight from Pelosi's people. If this committee was about finding the truth, which obviously it wasn't, it would have put a lot more attention on the only person caught actually demanding that people storm the Capitol right before it happened, Mr. Ray Epps. But the committee didn't do that, of course, because he's a Fed. Because these are the criminals that set up the movie referred to as an historical insurrection. Let's be clear. This country hasn't seen an insurrection yet. The closest I believe that we've come to an insurrection is November 3rd, 2020, when the vote was disenfranchised and an election was stolen from we the people in broad daylight right out in front of the whole world as if they were mocking us, almost daring us to try to stop them. Now, they did interview Mr. Epps, but the transcript of that interview was just released and it's completely bizarre. Members of the committee basically act like Ray Epps' defense lawyer instead of asking him any serious questions. We'd love to have Ray Epps on this program. We have some questions for him ourselves. Another thing basically ignored in this report is the supposed pipe bomber who left bombs at the RNC and DNC just before January 6th. Now, that bomber should be very easy to identify and a top law enforcement priority. But instead, they prefer to just pretend that he doesn't exist. The pipe bomber goes almost completely ignored in this final committee report, only popping up a handful of times in the report's appendix. In other words, this report is a sham. It's been a political project from the very beginning with one very specific goal, sending Donald Trump to prison, or at least stopping him from running for president again and criminalizing the president's supporters. Reminder here, I was called a boomer retard for predicting this exact thing. I think the quote was, he thinks the UN is going to invade America and establish communism. He's not even red-pilled on anything, just another retard boomer. They're going to arrest Trump. Don't you see? Infiltration, separation, division, discord, frustration. These are the means to the goal, and the goal is civil war. We're not the violence advocates here. We wish to enforce and reestablish the rule of law in this country, period. Our opposition, the enemy, this uniparty, this global cabal, wishes for a reason to force disheartened Americans into taking precedented steps through violence of action. They stole an election. They're teaching your school-aged boys to chop off their sex organs and call themselves girls. They're killing your mom or your brother or your neighbor in the hospital with poisonous remdesivir and ventilators. They've deployed weapons of biowarfare on the masses, which has absolutely killed someone that you know or love and care about. They're forcing your innocent child or children to cover their little faces with bacteria-ridden, oxygen-inhibiting Sharia face muzzles. They've gone to kick the doors down on homes owned by patriots who prayed on the steps of the Capitol and hauled hardworking, honest, Christian, white, blue-collared Americans to a prison camp without due process. They've subjected these people to torturous conditions. They're holding American citizens as prisoners of war in America. They've done all of this for one reason, to force a real insurrection. And when that happens, they'll have the justification that they need to usher in a group like the UN, blue-helmeted trannies, to go door to door and try to seize your firearms. Good luck with that. But despite all of these egregious violations of the law, we have remained peaceful. We didn't burn down entire cities. We haven't killed a bunch of cops. We didn't vandalize churches. We haven't gone to physically remove treasonous traitors from D.C. or hanged them in the public square. But that's what they want to force us to doing. And arresting Donald Trump could potentially instigate a response that would justify a totalitarian regime to take steps that would finalize their overtaking. That was the purpose all along, not finding the truth or presenting a fair picture of what really happened on January 6th. Now, of course, the committee never actually interviewed Trump and simply withdrew their planned subpoena of him. Our guess, which we still believe, actually, is that they didn't bother because they have inside word that Trump is already going to be indicted, so they didn't have anything to gain from an extra spectacle. We can't say for sure if that's what happened, but we can say this with absolute confidence. President Trump will be indicted, whether it's by New York State or the DOJ's special counsel, or by someone else. But they will not let him get away unscathed, period. They're simply too obsessed to allow that. Darren Beatty is the founder of Revolver News, where he led the battle to undermine the official narrative of January 6th. Darren was the first person to highlight the suspicious role of Ray Epps on January 6th. He's done the most important work in highlighting everything suspicious about the alleged pipe bomber. So it's entirely fitting that if you're going to bother reading the January 6th report, you should read it with Mr. Beatty's additional information. There's a print version of the January 6th report coming out. It'll have a special foreword attached, written by Mr. Beatty, and he joins us now. Darren, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much for having me. Great to be here with you.
Do you agree? Are they going to inevitably arrest Trump and perp walk him?
You know, that's a tough question. I don't have any special insight into that. I definitely agree with your analysis that the whole January 6th committee and the report that came out is effectively an extension of the multiple impeachments that they've leveled against Trump. And in fact, you know, part of this introduction that I wrote for the Skyhorse version, you know, a lot of people are coming out with different versions. The Skyhorse version is the only one that dared to have an alternative point of view. So I give them credit, and they've got a lot of criticism for allowing me to do their introduction. And in the introduction, I go through, I trace the kind of the genealogy of the January 6th committee findings and the fingerprints of Norm Eisen, who is this sort of color revolution professional that we've covered in another context. His fingerprints are all over it. Benny Thompson, who is the chair of that committee, he actually issued a lawsuit in his personal capacity against Trump and the Proud Boys and others. And that lawsuit advanced a specific theory of what happened on January 6th, where, of course, Trump is criminally culpable. And that theory is shockingly almost entirely reproduced in the J6 committee's findings. You would think that would pose a conflict of interest, but such a term is entirely foreign to the types of corrupt proceedings that we have to endure these days in the globalist American empire. So it's definitely corrupt. It was set up to be a partisan joke. I don't know if things are leading up to an actual indictment. I think, you know, others have better insight into that than I do. But there's definitely this political dynamic where they're holding at least the prospect of a criminal prosecution over the head of the presumptive nominee of a presidential candidate. And they're doing so in a much longer context of constant efforts effectively to cripple and silence Trump and all energies associated with his political movement.
Trump said it the best, I think, when he said, they're not after me, they're after you, meaning us as in American citizens. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I think they're after both. I mean, I definitely think they're after Trump. He's taken more hits than probably any politician in recent history, if not in our country's history, but for a reason. And I think, you know, he's right in the sense that Trump is this sort of unique generational charismatic figure who was able to tap into very powerful energies of the American people and American citizens to give them a voice when they hadn't had a voice, to speak to the concerns of what he called the forgotten man in several of his speeches. And the energies associated with that movement, of which he's able to channel through his sort of charismatic capacities, those energies really did terrify the regime and the stakeholders in the regime. And I think through various mechanisms, we've seen the extreme censorship on the internet since he was elected. And we're seeing all this weird stuff, to say the least, with elections themselves. I think this system has basically made a commitment never to allow something like Trump to happen again. And in order to do that, they have to completely cripple him as a political figure going forward.
Does this committee move that ball forward? I mean, there has to be a reason why Ray Epps was not the target of this. This is a man standing there telling people to go and storm the Capitol. It's on tape. You exposed it at Revolver News.
Right. You know, it's so fascinating. The whole story about Epps, I mean, we could do it a separate, we should do a separate segment just on the transcript that just came out on the interview, which is really interesting. And it seems like so counterproductive from the standpoint of damage control. Like, if I were them, they should fire whoever like allowed them to release it, because it just looks so bad and so weird. As you pointed out in your monologue, and I think it's absolutely true, is like, if you read it carefully, it seems like Kinzinger in particular is acting as his advocate. Kinzinger steers him away from obvious contradictions. Like, there's so many things. They ask him, why did you go in the first place? He said, well, my wife made me go because we were worried about our son. So I was there to watch her son, and who wanted to see Trump's speech. Well, Epps doesn't bother watching Trump's speech. He doesn't explain why. They don't force him to explain why. He abandons his son in the middle of the thing to go and, you know, be right there positioned at the initial breach site on the west perimeter of the Capitol. They say, well, the whole reason you went there is your wife said, look after your son. Why did you just leave your son in order to like be this orchestrator of the first breach? No answer. Like, all of these things, it's so weird. Like, you would think at the very least, Epps being a Fed would have rehearsed his answers a little bit better. Like, he's, you know, they're not sending their best in this case. His answers were horrible. And the fact that he was able to get away with it and have Kinzinger repeatedly intervene so as to kind of massage the fact that he's caught in multiple contradictions, really weird. Another example, they say, what the hell were you doing on the 5th when you were telling everyone to go into the Capitol? He said, I was just there because people were saying bad stuff about the police. I was just there to protect the police. And he said, furthermore, I didn't even think it was illegal to say go into the Capitol because I thought the Capitol would be open and they would just open the doors and let us in. And there's, you know, the obvious follow-up to that was, well, if you didn't think it was illegal, why did you preface both of your remarks with saying, I'm probably going to get arrested for this, but we need to go into the Capitol. It's just, it's one thing after another. Oh, another thing. So, and again, this, we cover this extensively at Revolver, but right when he's there at the breach site with those bike racks, there's another individual called Maroon Proud Boy. And there's a famous clip that I guess we've made famous of Epps telling him, when we go in, leave this here. You don't want to get shot. Telling him to leave, I think it was bear spray. And at this point, Ray Epps is telling his committee interrogators, he's saying, once we got to the barricades, I knew it was bad. They were antagonizing police. So at that point, I didn't think we were going to go into the Capitol. I didn't think we were allowed to go in. And they're like, well, Ray, what about this video that's has you saying, when we go in, leave this here? This contradicts what you're saying about, oh, at that point, I wasn't thinking we were going to go in. No answer to that. Another thing, just one last one to give you an example of how comical it is. There's probably the most iconic clip of all of Epps on the evening of the 5th saying, we need to go into the Capitol, into the Capitol. And then a bunch of people point at him and say, Fed, 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 Fed. I think you've seen that. A lot of people have seen that video. The state of Ray Epps's delusion or like gall or chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, he literally said, I don't think that happened. That's probably a doctored part of the video.
Unbelievable. I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, I do know what to say, though. Your work over at Revolver News has been just absolutely fantastic, destroying the official narrative about January 6th and exposing the truth. And I would like to have you back because I want to talk to you about this pipe bomber. I know that we're limited on time here today. I mean, this guy planted bombs. This guy should be really easy to go find. This guy should be like target number one for the federal law enforcement investigators that are meanwhile kicking down the doors of people who prayed at the Capitol on January 6th. Darren Beatty, thank you so much for being here and for all your hard work. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
You don't need to supplement your brain to know that that whole thing was a Fed setup. And for the specific purpose of forcing some sort of a kinetic confrontation in this country, which we have advocated against, trying to exhaust every peaceful or political solution that we can think of. That's the whole purpose for this. But you do need brain supplements to help you be as creative as possible, as driven. Hey, new year, new you. If that's you, hey, try the brain supplements from Newtopia.com/stew. Go there right now. These are 100% safe, 100% legal, non-toxic brain supplements, nootropics brain supplements. Try the new one. We ran them out of stock on this Collagenius. You've heard of collagen and mushroom extract, how powerful that is for your brain, plus a custom package just for you when you fill out the questionnaire at Newtopia.com/stew. Newtopia.com/stew. We'll be right back.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/stew has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/stew.
My friends over at Curable are making it possible for you to treat all of the things that you're dealing with and do it naturally. The doctors want to force a pill or an injection down your throat for everything. Here, drink this, swallow that, take this, roll up your sleeve for this. No. No more neurotoxins, no more chemicals, no more dangerous heart attack shots. How about CBD natural from Curable? Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, by the way. My good friends over at Curable. Treat things like allergies. Even people with Parkinson's symptoms are reporting positive results after using CBD. Know the CBD that you're getting, though, and who you're dealing with. Curable is a family-owned company. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. That's why I like them. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU, because they love us and they love you. Try CBD. You have nothing to lose. If you have a kid struggling with ADHD, I highly recommend that you give this a try. Nothing to lose. Curable.com. Make sure that you use promo code STU when you go to curable.com. So thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act that the Uniparty globalists rammed through last summer, the IRS is getting an extra $80 billion. And then they're using that $80 billion to hire 87,000 new additional IRS personnel. That's 87,000 people who have one single job, making sure that they soak you for as much money in taxes as humanly possible. But this isn't just about getting more revenue. Remember, the Obama administration showed us that the IRS could be used as a political weapon, just like the FBI is. You don't like somebody? Hey, no problem. Send armed IRS agents to dig into their taxes. Find something. Make it stick. And even if you can't, make it up. Make their life a mess. Cause huge amounts of stress. Force them to spend tons of money defending themselves. During the Obama years, one of the IRS's specialties was targeting conservative nonprofit organizations and threatening to revoke their tax-exempt status or else delay granting it in the first place. These people would love to get that targeting system fully back into gear. A lot of them would love to expand it, too. There's thousands of liberals who wish they could revoke tax-exempt status from any church that speaks too loudly against, oh, I don't know, abortion or campaigns against COVID restrictions or calls out Joe Biden as a fake Christian. For these people, the IRS isn't a way to just fund the government. It's another weapon for taking out their enemies. Payman Motahedra is the founder and president of Freedom Law School. He's also hosting the upcoming Restore Freedom Rally being held from January 21st to the 23rd in Orlando, Florida. And he joins us now. Payman, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
Yeah, of course, you haven't paid taxes in how long?
29 years.
And you're teaching other people exactly how to do that at Freedom Law School. Look, I mean, I think that a tax revolt is obviously one of the only solutions that we have left. But then, of course, they just go and print more money. So you might as well save your money by not paying taxes. And you say that there's no law that requires you to take money out of your account and send it to the federal government.
That's right. You have to pay property and sales taxes, but not the federal payroll and income taxes.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. Tell us about this. You're hosting this Restore Freedom Rally in Orlando, the 21st to the 23rd of this month. What's going to be happening there and what can people expect?
They will get to see in person or online streaming, meeting over 15 of the very top truth, health, and freedom speakers that people want to hear from and need to hear from. It's going to be a collection of these great people like Dale Bigtree, Dr. Judy Mukovits, Dr. Lee Merritt, Sheriff Richard Mack. All these speakers are going to tell people about the problems, but the crowning event of the whole thing after the weekend will be on Monday, Restore Freedom Rally. This will not be one of those meet, eat, and retreat type of events. No, we're done with that. We're talking about action. We are talking about defunding the federal government, the CDC, the FDA, FBI, CIA, DOJ, all these criminals lawfully and safely in mass. I've done it myself. I help many others, and your viewers will be there in person or online to see the whole thing and understand, this is how we're going to restore freedom and make it happen for real.
Yeah, there's so many different organizations and so many different clubs of cool guys and cool kids running around charging thousands and thousands of dollars to get into stadiums with other people to have a meet and greet chicken dinner, celebrity contest where they pat each other on the back and tell each other how great they are, but never actually bring real remedy. The difference here in Orlando, the 21st through the 23rd of January at the Restore Freedom Rally, is that you're actually bringing real remedy. That's right.
And that's what it's about. Because I was an activist in the Libertarian Party. We had speakers come about the problems. Well, that's nice because we need to know about the problems. But at the end, what are you going to do? So the purpose of this whole thing is on Friday the 20th in the evening, they will meet the speakers at the VIP dinner in person. And then during the weekend, they will hear from the speakers about what's really going out there. And on Monday, the 23rd, we'll bring it all together as a course of action to restore freedom now.
Man, a course of action to restore freedom is exactly what this country needs. Where do people go to get more information or secure their spot for attendance at this deal?
If they go to our website, Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org, right there at the top of the page, there'll be a link to the Restore Freedom Rally. They can check on that. It takes them to the website of the rally.
Go to livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org. Real remedy, real means for action, a real restoration of freedom in America. Payman Motahedo says that he has it, and we appreciate your fight. Thank you so much for being here as well. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
So for years, we've been told to eat certain fruits and vegetables and health foods and grains and follow the food pyramid and stay healthy and lose weight and do this diet and that diet, and it's all been a lie. There's toxic poisons in these foods from these companies that say that they have organic or healthy foods for you to eat to trim, you know, inches from the waistline. No, this stuff is actually causing leaky gut in a lot of cases. We're exposing all of them. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Again, gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. If you've got a friend that's on that diet and they just keep adding inches instead of getting rid of it, yep, because they're eating poison, find out what health foods to stay away from and which ones are actually good for you at gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. So you might have noticed that leading up to and through Christmas, I took some personal time off. Then, of course, gave most of the network off last week leading up to the new year. I spent some time on the ice. I wanted to share this with you because not a lot of people really understand what ice fishing is all about. Yes, you actually stand on top of the ice. You drill a hole in that ice. You put a fish house on that ice. And then you pull up fish through the ice instead of open water. Here in the land of 10,000 lakes, there are 10,000 choices at minimum. We chose one. I'm not going to tell you where. I'm much more fearful of somebody stealing my fishing hole than I am of really anything else, my honey hole there. I'm not going to give up the location. I can't do that. I'm not giving up the location. But I did want to share some things with you because we're family. So I spent time with, as you know, I'm a dad. I've got three kids, two boys and a girl. I've got 11-year-old Nolan, my firstborn son, made me a dad. I've got Eli, who's just, this guy is just such a character, 8 years old. And then, of course, Reagan at 4 years old. But I'll tell you something, though. The dichotomy of the relationship between a father and a son versus a father and a daughter is something completely opposite, polar opposite of each other. I cannot believe all of the feelings and emotions that a four-year-old little girl can pack into that body. And friends of mine tell me with older daughters, this is only the tip of the iceberg. Love her to death. Love her to death. But wow, there's going to be some interesting times in my future. But she loves ice fishing as well. Look at this. Here she is out ice fishing. By the way, both of the boys caught their first fish ever through the ice. They've caught fish, obviously, in open water, but this was their first year. Now, my nephew, on the other hand, Big Perm Tater Dog, who you've seen on the program before, this guy's like an expert fisherman, right? I mean, this guy's been ice fishing since he was, I don't know, I think he was still in diapers when he started ice fishing. But this guy, so he's teaching my kids the ropes. You know, their cousins, he's teaching them the ropes. How to jig. Hole hopping, we did that. Here's what hole hopping is. This is where you drill several holes in the ice, and then you go from hole to hole. You put your flasher down. You see if there's fish in the area, how deep it is, et cetera. And you target fish in different areas outside of your fish house. It's a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day for hole hopping. Here's Nolan taking a look. There's Eli. There's Big Perm Tater Dog right there showing him the ropes. Look at this picture. Here's me. This kind of looks like I could be modeling for this brand of gear here. What is this, Striker? I've got the hat and the bibs. By the way, those bibs, they're floating bibs as well. I bought them for my kids and also for my nephew. Here's my brother. This was just a really great time. And so I wanted to share it with you guys. And I hope that you had a fantastic Christmas holiday. I hope that you had a great new year. I know that we're in a war together. We're in a war, and I just want to slow down and just mention that I know that. I understand that. I know that everybody's lives are filled with, all kinds of added stress and anxiety because we're battling. We are battling. We're battling together, and we're not going to stop. I mean, the stakes are too high. Look at these kids. I mean, the stakes are just too high. We can't do it. We can't lose. Losing is not an option. And so with all the BS that we deal with, I think it's really important that we take time with our family. And you guys are family, which is why I'm sharing this family with you. And I wanted you to see these pictures. And just I hope that you guys are finding time to do things like this with your kids if they're of that age, if they're not, if they're adults, to spend time with them. We are all that we have. And, you know, God tells us that, you know, following him, following Jesus is not going to be easy. And that we're going to be some of the most persecuted people on the face of the planet, that we're going to have things happen to ourselves that are just, you know, almost unbearable at times. So please take these very special moments and spend them with those that you love the most. We're out of time for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.